In the first reading, in the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, remind us that faith is not a short-term matter, but our faith required perseverance is for the long-term race that we're focusing on to reach the prize that is in Christ Jesus. You know, you and I have seen many signs that are being put every corner, especially when there's a revival going on, that have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Good. Accepting of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is good, but this should not stop there. Because the life of accepting of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior should lead us toward a life of discipleship, a life of laying down our lives in following Jesus Christ. And we have heard in the gospel reading today, we can drive out the spirit of our past, but unless we fortify our soul with the things that come from Christ and the weapons of God and the armor of God, what will happen is that those things will creep back into our lives. And I have seen over and over and over and over again in my own life as a priest, people who change their lives for the short term don't make a long-term commitment or perseverance to really transform their whole soul so that Christ be the center of their soul. Our baggage is still there, and our baggage will creep in bigger baggage and bigger things that will draw us back to its normal life or its former life. And then sooner or later, the things that we have sinned, the things that pull us away from God, going to magnify it and continue to deter us from truly loving God. Therefore, it's important for us to recognize that we need to be dependent on Jesus Christ and on the love of God alone. And second, don't play with the devil. I don't know how else to say this. Don't play with the devil. Don't play with the things of this spiritual world, psychic reading, horoscope, all these stupid stuff that we think that somehow going to make our life better, fortune readings, whatever they are. Let me ask you an honest question. You think that when you invoke a spirit and you ask that spirit something, you think it's going to be no string attached and they're going to give you whatever they want? No. The answer is that they always want something back. They reel us in. And once they reel us in, they take possession and control of us. Don't play with the devil. Don't play with the spiritual world, because it'll mess you up. And once it messes you up, it will take possession of your soul and make your soul and my soul darken. And it will lock us in despair where we can no longer escape. Make sure we fortified our souls with the life of prayer, with discipline, with spiritual exercises, and humility. Prayer, discipline, spiritual exercises, humility. Those are the four things that the saints have asked us. If we don't fortify ourselves, the devil will have all the time in this world. One of my spiritual director, who is still living, 96 years old, I think, Monsignor John Essef, every time he walked into the church, he would say, look at all these bastards sitting there. You know, all of the demons are sitting here tempting us. Huh? They're here. And they always try to deter us from truly focusing on the Mass and on loving God. And it's important for us, too, to when we know we have strayed away, to focus on loving Him by fortifying ourselves with His love and with His grace, and to shun everything and to dispel anything that did not belong to Him.